Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Well, school is back in session. That means our kids are going back to school. They're doing those extracurriculars. They're doing the school's music programs. And we take time to talk to the Jamestown Music Boosters, Michelle Weatherly with the Music Boosters, joining us once more. And Michelle, welcome to our show.
Thank you, as always, for having me.
Of course. We love having you on, loving getting updates with what's happening with the Music Boosters, the fundraisers, and what you guys are doing for our kids in the Jamestown Public School District. You guys, of course, raise money as a nonprofit for the music programs in Jamestown, right?
We do, yes. Yeah. That's what we do. And not just raise funds, we speak out for, right. We do things as simple as providing treats for the summer programs and for things like events like the Surround the State in Song that we host. And, you know, just really cool things like that. It's just support financially, emotionally sometimes, yes, for these kids and feeding their little faces. So we do a lot. And yeah. And I love this group.
For sure. Absolutely. So Music Boosters, again, like Michelle said, more than just fundraising, they do a bunch of different things for the school programs, the music programs in the school. And a lot of that has been getting some equipment that's needed.
Yes.
Because funds maybe haven't been there before for,
right,
these items, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Most recently, we successfully raised enough money to match the Lincoln PTO funds. They did I don't remember if it was bingo or something cool like that, and they raised half the funds, and we said if you can raise half, we'll match you.
Awesome.
And they did, and we did. And so we we were able to donate funds to them so that they could purchase a new set of risers for the gym. So we did that last spring, and I was really excited to be able to send them a check, and yeah, and it was really great. So a nice, you know, nice looking, safer set of risers for all of their school programs. Sure.
And that's just one of the many things. I mean, we've talked about it before: pianos, grand piano, band shells for the program. Yep. So you guys have really done a lot for the community.
Yes, we have. I'm very proud of that.
Absolutely. So again, Michelle Weatherly with the Jamestown Music Boosters joining us right now, and let's talk about it. So let's talk about a big fundraiser that's coming up for you guys. It is Music Through the Ages, and I've always appreciated talking about this and just getting updates with what's going on with some of these students who have gone through our schools and have done music in our,
yes,
schools.
Yeah. So this is our community. It's adults who come in. There are some students there. We always have like vocal jazz come, sure, in and do things like that. And it's community members who are still involved in music, because so many of us, not everybody does, but many, right, of us, we go through music in schools and then continue to do it because it has really enriched our lives, and we continue that and carry that out through adulthood. So that's who we showcase at our fall fundraiser. It will be Sunday, September 22nd at 7 p.m. in the JHS Theater. And this year we're going to have Dr. Rick Wallentine and John Claude Felter, stumbling over those. Yeah. Steve Kuykendall, Pastor Steve Burnson, piano students of Daisha Conway and Joanne Herman. Cheaper Than Therapy is performing this year. John Nyberg and Maren Rasmussen are going to play some guitar.
Awesome.
Jason Keeley on percussion. And then, as always, we will have some really great selections from the JMS and JHS directors.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I do. I love it so much because it just showcases, like you said, Michelle, just how much music has influenced these individuals and how they continue to use that through their daily lives. And it really showcases just how important the Music Boosters mission is as well.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, I agree.
Yeah. So this is coming up September 22nd.
September 22nd. Yes. At the JHS Theater.
Okay.
Tickets, $10 for adults, $5 for students, and $25 for a family.
Perfect. Yeah. I like that family thing. That was introduced recently too,
yes,
like a few years ago, actually 3 or 4 years ago, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
A couple of years ago.
I don't remember either,
times,
but it was,
yeah,
it was something that was important to me because,
for sure,
we wanted to, and this is going to come up later when I talk about one of the things that are hopefully an upcoming project that we do, but awesome. I wanted to make it accessible.
Right.
I wanted to make it so that everybody could afford to come to our concerts.
For sure. Yeah.
And so we dropped the prices and kind of changed our format, and that's what we did.
Perfect. And everything helps. Donations, if you can't make it a donation to the Music Boosters or volunteering for the Music Boosters. Yes. I'm sure you guys are always looking for volunteers.
Always, always, always. We're always looking for new members.
Perfect.
Our kickoff meeting was held on September 9th. We have two new officers this year and some new members at large. But like I said, we're always looking for new people. So anybody is welcome. It's just really wonderful to have new, fresh faces and fresh ideas.
Yeah.
One thing that was brought up at our meeting was in regards to accessibility, something that is really near and dear to my heart. As I said, I want everyone to be able to have a great experience with music, whether it's as an audience member or as a participant. And so this was brought up at our meeting, and someone said, you know, wouldn't it be really cool if we had something that would help our hearing impaired listeners, audience members, experience it a little better?
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes many of our most loyal audience members are in the older community, and they might require hearing aids or something like that. And we also have students who go to school at Ann Carlson. And as you know, many of them are also hearing impaired.
Yeah.
And so one thing that was brought up that I thought it was really cool, we'd like to see if we can get like Bluetooth accessible.
Right.
I know there are like channels that you can connect to and headsets for people who maybe don't wear hearing aids, but still have some
hearing
issues.
Have trouble
hearing a little bit. Yeah.
Wow.
And I just thought that was amazing. My my mom worked at Ann Carlson all throughout my childhood experience here.
Yeah.
And I was just very aware of those needs. And it melted my heart when this was brought up. And I thought, yes, this is something that we should check into.
I love that.
And so it's something I don't even know how we can make it happen.
Yeah.
But we're going to do some research. So if anybody knows, any of the listeners know of how we can make that work out, you know, who we need to talk to, I would love to hear from those people.
And just the ability then to use that, whether it's, you know, in we're talking maybe the Jamestown High School Theater when they have their productions, when the bands play, when the choirs sing, the jazz and those
for
people.
For their musicals, for all of that. Yeah.
Exactly. I love that idea. So,
me too.
Yes, we want them to contact the Music Boosters if they want to volunteer or they have maybe an idea how that could be achieved. Mm-hmm. And Michelle, there's a couple of ways they can contact you if they have questions about it.
Yes, absolutely. Show up at a meeting. That's one way. Whether you have information on this or just want to get involved in any way, our next meeting will be Monday, October 14th at 5:30. In October next month, we'll be meeting in the JHS band room. Usually we meet in the choir room, but the kids will be preparing for the orchestra and choir concert that night. So we'll be in the band room. Or you can contact me on Facebook, follow our page, or you can send me a message there. Our Facebook page is Jamestown Public Schools Music Boosters, and our email address is jamestownmusicboosters@gmail.com.
Perfect. Lots of ways to get involved, a lot of ways to help make a difference in our community. But again, that Music Through the Ages concert, circle September 22nd at 7 p.m., and be there at the Jamestown High School to support this wonderful event, raising money for the Boosters. Michelle, anything else about the Boosters or about the concert coming up that you want to mention?
It's going to be a really great event. I'm really looking forward to it. I say this is going to be the best every year, but this is going to be the best.
That's positive, and I love it.
Yeah.
So we want to see as many there as possible. And Michelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Warren.